In today's psalm, we have words that truly capture the mind and the heart of St. Thomas Aquinas. The psalmist asks, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place?" And then the answer is given, "Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, and who do not lift up their soul to what is false." At the age of 5, St. Thomas Aquinas asked the question of his teacher, "What is God? What is God?" And until his 50th year, he died when he was 49 on this date in the year 1249. He sought to answer that question. He was a man who loved Jesus, and he was enraptured by the truth. And as he continued to grow and develop, so keen was the mind of St. Thomas Aquinas that he could do the following. He could write 3 books at one time. What do I mean? He would have 3 scribes in front of him, and he would dictate the sentence to book number 1, to scribe number 1. He would then dictate the sentence to scribe number 2 for book number 2. And he would dictate the sentence to scribe number 3 for book number 3. And then he would go back to book 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. In the year 1567, long after his death, Pope Pius V declared Thomas Aquinas to be the angelic doctor. Why? Well, because he had a mind that had perhaps something like the intelligence of the angels. So attuned was he, so great was his capacity for learning and for understanding, that indeed he never lifted up his mind to what was false, but always sought the Lord. But you perhaps know this remarkable story as well. The man who could dictate 3 books at a time. On the feast of St. Nicholas in the year 1248, he had a vision of God. And he then went to his confessor, Father Reynold, and said, "I will never write anything again. Everything I have written is but straw." Isn't that remarkable? The vision that he had was so out of this world that he could not write anything else in this world. That was December the 6th, 1248. On the 28th of January in 1249, St. Thomas Aquinas went to meet his Lord. Now we might think, what in the world do we have in common with this saint? I think we have everything in common with St. Thomas Aquinas. If you have your missal, you'll see there's this wonderful quote from him on page 146. "The one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible." In other words, what Thomas is saying to us here is if we have faith, we are going to grow in our faith. But what is faith? And let me turn to the Catechism because it gives us such a clear definition. Faith is the theological virtue. Now listen to this. Faith is the theological virtue. That means it's an infused virtue. We can't just create faith on our own. We cooperate with the grace of God. And as we are open to the Holy Spirit, the virtue of faith is infused into our lives. And then the Catechism goes on to define this virtue. It is the virtue by which we believe in God and believe all that he has said and revealed to us. Where has God done that? In the 73 books of Holy Scripture. So the person who has faith believes the Scripture to be the Word of God, to be his truth. But then the Catechism goes on to say, not only do we trust in the Word of God, Holy Scripture, and what Holy Church proposes for our belief, because he is truth itself. And so our faith is also grounded in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So Scripture, the tradition of the Church, then as the Catechism goes on to say, by faith, men and women freely commit their entire self to God. That's good. We commit our entire self to God. Now, Thomas Aquinas did that in the way that was particular to him. But you and I can do that in the way that is particular to us. And what does that look like? Well, Jesus speaks about it beautifully in today's gospel. He's actually referring to this lamp as representative of himself. And he's asking the apostles, so when a lamp comes into a room, do you put it under a bushel basket? No, you don't, of course, because that would, A, be a dumb thing to do. A bushel basket is made out of hay and our straw, and if you put the lamp under the bushel basket, it would lead to a fire. So that would not be a wise choice. But no, what you do with the lamp is you put it on the stand. And listen to these interesting words of Jesus. For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. What does he mean by that? Well, here he says, I'm talking to you apostles, and much of what I'm now saying, I'm saying in secret. But it will come to the point where it will be disclosed, and it will be public knowledge that is meant for everyone. And that's the faith. For you see, the faith that the church has had entrusted to her is public knowledge. It's there to be read, it's there to be received, it's there to be understood. But listen to what our Lord says next. Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given. And from those who have not, even what they have will be taken away. What does that mean? Well, here's the point. When we are receptive and open to the Holy Spirit, when we recognize that faith is a theological virtue, that we desire to grow in that faith, that we want to understand and live out the faith more, Jesus promises us that will happen. But conversely, if people are close to the faith and reject it, even what they have will be taken away from them. Now, with that in mind, let me quote Thomas Aquinas again. To the one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. And again, what he's saying there is the person who has faith, they will continue to grow in that faith. Or as St. Augustine said, I believe in order to understand. Ah, and that's what happens in our lives. Maybe you've been experiencing this more and more. As you are more in love with Jesus, as you desire to grow in your faith, as you believe, you are coming to greater understanding. But then the converse, the one without faith, no explanation is possible. Because without a receptivity to the Lord, a person just will not be able to respond to the faith that is entrusted to us. And so may we be inspired in our day and in our life to know that what we see and understand here is in comparison to what we will know in heaven, straw. But, and this is my final point, because of our faith, we take to heart what the writer to the Hebrews says this morning. My friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that is opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us approach with true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure blood. What's that talking about? Three sacraments. The sacrament of baptism, our bodies washed with pure water, our consciences sprinkled clean, the sacrament of reconciliation. And to approach the sanctuary, that is the Eucharist itself. And so the person of faith appropriates the sacraments of the church so that we can live with confidence and assurance and be inspired by the example of the angelic doctor so that in our own way, we will continue to say, I believe, so that I may understand. St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us.